This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. We learned in the previous Mishnah that if multiple stones were attached to the ground with clay and set up next to each other, forming multiple kirayim, meaning that you can make a fire between any of the pairs of stones and place a pot above and use that as a kira. The halacha is that if a timosaurus, let's say a dead sheretz, enters the airspace of any one of the pairs of stones, only that pair becomes tameh, not any of the neighboring kirayim. For although all of the stones are arranged in one long row, they're all next to each other, it's not considered one large kira. No, halachically, each pair is considered a separate kira unto itself. And therefore, if one of these kirayim becomes tamei, it doesn't affect the other. Our Mishnah elaborates further on this teaching. The Mishnah says, if shalosh avanim shasan shtei kirayim, let's say three stones were arranged in a row, forming two kirayim, so let's say, you know, stones 1, 2, and 3, and thus between 1 and 2, you could light a fire, put a pot above, and the same between 2 and 3. If nitmes achas minachitzona, if one of the outer stones on the end, either 1 or 3, became tameh because, for example, a tumasaurus entered the airspace between it and the middle stone. So let's say, for example, a dead sheretz entered the airspace between stones 1 and 2, so that for sure, stone 1 is completely tameh. In regards to hamtzayis, the status of the middle stone number 2, the halach is as follows. Mishameshes es a tameya tameya. The side of stone 2 that faces stone 1, meaning that is used along the stone 1 to support a pot for cooking if one is using that first pair, that section of the stone is tameya. But a mishameshes a tahora tahora. The other side of stone 2 that faces stone 3 remains tahora. For again, the kira formed between stones 2 and 3 remains tahora, is not affected by the tumah that happened to the neighboring kira. And so the Mishnah teaches us that as far as that middle stone, we divide it. We say that the half-facing stone 1 is part of the kira formed by stones 1 and 2. The half-facing stone 3 is part of the kira formed by stones 2 and 3. And thus, it's only that half that faces the outer stone that became tameh that becomes tameh as well. Now, the Mishnah so far is saying that the portion of the middle stone facing stone 1 becomes tameh. But precisely how much of the middle stone becomes tameh will be discussed further. It depends on how wide that middle stone is. Essentially, the rule is that the portion of the middle stone that's actually needed to support the pot, if using a pair of a 1 and 2, that portion of the middle stone becomes tameh. The rest of it remains tahor. The Mishnah now discusses, let's say, nitlah tahora. In our example, stone 3, which did not become tameh, for again, the tumasaurus entered between stones 1 and 2. So let's say stone 3 was removed, leaving us with just 2 stones, just 1 kira. If that happens, hochlata hamtsayis latmea. The middle stone then becomes completely tameh, because what you now have is simply just 1 kira, and a tameh source entered that kira, so the whole kira is tameh. This whole notion of dividing a stone, saying a part of it tameh, the other part not, is only relevant if the stone is being used by multiple kirayim. But that's not the case here, and now becomes a situation in which you have just 1 kira that became tameh. Every part of stone 2 is part of the kira that became tameh. Therefore, that entire stone 2, is tameh. And conversely, the Mishnah says, nitla tameya, if in our example, stone 1, the one that definitely the whole thing became tameh, was removed, so that we're left with just 1 kira formed by stones 2 and 3. Allah in this case is, hochlata hamtsayis latahara. The entire stone that formerly was the middle stone becomes tahora, because now that stone is defined as a completely part of the kira of stones 2 and 3. That kira never became tmeya. The identity of stone 2 with the former first tmeya kira is gone. It's like that kira was broken by the removal of stone one. So the tumah that part of stone two had from that earlier event goes away. It's now completely tahara. The Mishnah now discusses that, again, we go back to it's an arrangement of three stones. And so between one and two and between two and three, those each form kirayim. But here, let's say nitmu shtayim mechitzonos. The tumah source entered both spaces between one and two and between two and three. So that clearly the entirety of stones one and three are tmeya. The question is, how much of the middle stone that is shared by stones one and three becomes tame? The Mishnah says, depends how large the middle stone is. Imhaisam tzayis gedola, if that middle stone was very large, to the point that there's space on it not just to help stones one and three support the pot, but there's excess space. You don't need the entire surface of stone two to support pots on either side. Halacha is nosin lezukide shafisa mikan, velezukide shafisa mikan. The portions on either end of stone two that are needed to support the pots on either side, those sections become tmeya, vashar tahar, but the rest of the surface, the section of the middle stone that doesn't come into play, you don't end up having a pot resting on that section, it's not needed. So that portion is not considered connected with either of these kirayim on either side, and therefore remains unaffected, it remains tahar. But if the middle stone, stone two, is not so wide, meaning that the whole thing is used between the pots you're placed on it on either side from these two neighboring kirayim, well then, since in that case the entire stone is considered a part of these two kirayim, each of which became tameh, the entire middle stone in this case becomes tameh. It should be noted that this whole notion of dividing the middle stone potentially is only relevant when it's a middle stone that's being shared by the two outer stones at either side. It's a part of two different kirayim. If, however, you have just one kira, the halacha is that the entire thickness of each stone that forms the kira becomes tameh. The Mishnah continues to discuss the scenario of the three stones, and again, where both of the kirayim formed by these three stones became tameh. Tumah source entered between stones one and two, and between two and three. And so both kirayim are tameh, and depending on the thickness of the middle stone, at least a portion of that stone became tameh. Let's say then, nitlahem tzayis, the middle stone was removed. The Mishnah rules, im yochol lishbosala yora gedola, if the gap between the two remaining stones is not too large, so that you're able still to place a large cauldron on top of the two outer stones, stones one and three, then since the arrangement continues to function in this way as a kira, tmeya, it remains tmeya. For while it's true that how this kira functions changed, now you can't put two pots, the way you use it is you put one large pot that is supported by stones one and three, but being that it still does function as a kira, nothing happened that should make the tumma depart. But hechzira, if then the middle stone was put back, and as of yet it was not actually affixed to the ground with clay, the halacha is tahara, everything is tahara, the tumma is gone, because the act of placing a stone back in the middle is halachically considered breaking this kira. Until now, why was it a kira? Because you could put a large pot, it rests on stones one and three. When you put back stone two, it no longer functions that way, nor can we say that it's just back to square one, because stone two is not cemented into place. So it's not really fit to be used in the original arrangement either. So what we have is essentially something that until now was a halachic kira that was broken by putting stone two back, and therefore the tumah is all gone. The Mishnah says, if then mercha betit, he properly reattached stone two to the ground by fixing it there with clay, at that point, mikabelas toma mishiasikena kedelevashal lea sabetza. These two kirayim formed by the three stones would be susceptible to tumah once again, once the kirayim are heated to the point that you could at least cook an egg that's mixed up, you're ready to go in a pot above the flames. Maybe at that point that it hardens, the tit, it turns into, you know, earthenware. The middle stone is properly attached to the ground. And so it, once again, reverts to being an arrangement of, you know, three stones that form two kirayim. And so the stones, once again, can become tame.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.